You're listening to A Glimpse Inside on the Super Power Up Network, the show that affirms for people there is more to life, and it is possible to be happy, inspired, successful, joyous, and free.
Welcome to A Glimpse Inside. I'm Wendy Perotti. You're listening to episode 3 of our 4-part series on the Side Gig Explosion. If you are one of the millions of folks out there considering an alternative way to earn a living, something more in line with your values, something that feels meaningful, purposeful, or maybe you've already started a business or a project, you'll find some connection to our guest today and definitely get some tips to help you move forward in building a purpose-driven business. Beth is back for her second session with me. And before we dig in, a quick reminder about what coaching means, what we're really doing here on these coaching episodes. This is not about advice, as I always say. Advice from other people is like wearing their shoes, even if it's the shoes are the same size as yours, eventually they pinch. They're just not as comfortable as your own. It's about helping people untangle so that they can find their own way, make it their own. Each of us are whole, and when we come from that space of wholeness and trust in ourselves, we're really capable of doing just about anything. It's a judgment-free zone, no judgment here, and we ask both our audience and our clients to play all in. The more you're able to just really dig into those deep spots, right, that keep us stuck, the likely you are to get something out of it. And Beth's got a little puppy over there, so you might hear her pup.
I'm sorry.
It's no problem. Wherever you are in the process is 100% right for you. This is not about shoulds or have to's and expectations. You are always at choice. Every step that we take in our lives is a choice that we make. So this is never about fixing or changing. It's about growth. Because change is unending. It moves in many directions. Things change. They change back. They change again. Growth only happens in one direction. Nothing in nature ungrows. Neither will you. Welcome back, Beth.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you back here. Last time you told us that you, with your new business, and you've had a great thriving business in the past, you know how to run a business. But this one, this new business, you want to boost your confidence and get rid of the head trash that's been getting in the way. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, yes, that is 100% true. And, you know, I've had some pretty good breakthroughs since our last chat. So
awesome. Yeah. Head trash gets in everybody's way. That's always the big stumbling block. And why don't you tell us what you worked on this week and what you did with the homework or what your breakthroughs were?
Yeah, so the homework was great. I mean, I'm a writer also. So journaling is, although I don't make it a daily practice for me, I probably should. I think because I have like 5 or 6 journals going at any given moment, I'm writing something different, you know, for something else that I am working on or have a thought on. But in this case, I took that homework and I really sat with it. You know, your advice to start with a blank mind, I think, is really important for us because of the head trash and just everyday life and, you know, my dog barking in the background and all that kind of stuff. You know, you just really need to give yourself the space and the time to get with your thoughts. I mean, that's when we make our best decisions and, you know, we have more clarity and I think ultimately more confidence in what it is we're trying to get to. So what I did was I went, you know, I went with what you said, let go of what I thought I should do so far and start from scratch. And you know what, Wendy, that is pretty huge for me. I think, and I don't always like to make it about being a widow, but I do think in a lot of ways, you know, there were certain you know, expectations or eyes on me, or maybe that was just my perception of it. But I did feel like I was, you know, in a fishbowl a little bit. And, you know, I've never, obviously nobody wants to fail, but I've always had this thing in my head that, you know, I have to be the best, because I'm never the best, you know, like I never was. I mean, I cheered, but I didn't make the captain, and I was on homecoming court, but I didn't make queen, you know, and not that these are things that have damaged me for life, but I always wanted, you know, we always want to be our best. And I always felt like I was kind of falling just a hair short. So even through all the years of working in commercial real estate with, you know, 95% men, and then a high percentage of them being arrogant and, you know, demeaning toward women, especially going back to the 80s, and things were so different then when we had to wear pantyhose because it was required. I
hated
really,
pantyhose, by the way.
Oh,
hated
them. Hated. I vowed to never wear them again in my
life. Right on, sister.
So I started from scratch. I took that tip because I think that's awesome. And, you know, so I'm dealing with two businesses. So I have my coaching practice and I have my marketing business. I took an assignment shortly before this whole virus thing hit. And so I haven't really gotten too far into it, but the assignment is really interesting. And as I thought through what you had, you know, the direction you had me going in, I thought, you know, this is probably a big thing for me right now, because the assignment is with a coach, but she also does corporate recruiting for a company who is growing very fast and is very, very particular about who they bring on. So she's taking a coaching approach to the hiring process, to the recruiting process. And she just got totally overwhelmed because she has a very successful coaching practice for like 20 years. And now she's kind of started out helping a friend because her background was in recruiting. And she asked me to come on and help her with the recruiting from a coaching perspective. Well, I never did recruiting, but my son's girlfriend is a corporate recruiter, a very successful one. So I had a good, you know, a good resource there to tap into. But I took on the assignment, and I think now talking to you by starting from scratch, I think that assignment of dealing with professionals and tying in the coaching really made me realize that my marketing business can be the same. I don't have to abort my marketing business and just focus on my coaching practice. I think I can do all of it. And I don't have to, it doesn't always have to, you know, both don't always have to be 100% on all the time. Sometimes it might be coaching, sometimes it might be marketing. So I wrote up, you know, pages and pages of thoughts. And I got a call yesterday from the girl who did my website for my coaching practice. And she said, how would you feel about collaborating on some stuff? And it's actually partly coaching. So, you know, it's happening. I think because I did clear my mind and I did sort of say, okay, let's just not look at it for what it is, you know, what you said, what I thought I should do, but what can I do? So, I did that. And then the second part of what you said was, you know, if nothing else matters, what people would I serve and why? And, you know, so I took both of those to heart, and I really dug pretty deep to come up with some, you know, some thoughts and things that I think are really going to make a difference in just how I approach my businesses now going forward.
Well, I absolutely love that. And I really want to hear who you came up with as the who you'd work with and why. We need to take a really quick break. Everyone stay with us. As soon as we come back, Beth is going to talk to us about who she really wants to work with. And then we'll dig into coaching and keep this really, really cool momentum going. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts. And we want to thank each of you for making Superpower Up the number one podcast network for personal development and spiritual growth. Because people like you have the courage to say that mindfulness, healthy living, disrupting reality, the pursuit of consciousness, responsible entrepreneurship, and radical parenting matter. We now amass over 1 million downloads monthly in more than 90 countries. Our numbers keep growing because there are far more people willing to live divergently than mass media wants to acknowledge. For you, the change makers, the light bearers, the way showers, we say thank you. If you're ready to take the next step in your evolution, go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz. And as Neva Lee Rekla, our youngest podcaster, likes to remind us, remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world.
Welcome back. Today you are listening to episode 3 of our 4-part series, The Side Gig Explosion. We're ready to dig into some coaching with Beth, but first she's going to finish telling us what she's been working on since our last call in 1 week. She has done so much. Beth, let's keep it going.
Okay, thank you. So I, you know, on the heels of what I just said about sort of having one business that is both my marketing consulting business and my coaching practice, and, you know, blending the two when the opportunity arises, but it doesn't necessarily have to look like that. And wrapping my head around that because that really excites me. So going back to who do I see as, you know, what I call my ideal client, I think it's multifaceted but I've tried to keep it pretty narrow. I think, you know, primarily female, and she is a widow or a single woman eager to make decisions that are best for her life today. She's in a career. I'm reading because I want to make sure I don't miss anything in my.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. She's in a career change mode or wants to try something entirely new. She might be a single mom or empty nester dealing with mom stuff or learning how to mother adult children from a distance. Oh boy. By the way, I need to write a blog post on that post haste. She wants to date or improve her relationships, or she's looking to meet some new friends. And then the other part of it is a younger version of her might be seeking the tools needed to advance her career in a challenging industry or environment. She may need to realize her worth and fill her toolbox with ways to move forward. She may be single and dating, looking for Mr. Right. She's trying to juggle her professional and personal lives so both get the attention they deserve, and she feels satisfied and accomplished. So I said, I work with women, and the why would be that I want to work with women who feel the fire burning inside to do something different or enhance their current situation. And the reason is because and this took a lot of quiet time and really just sitting and thinking. And I'm happy that I came up with this, that I had several role models throughout my life. You know, one of my younger years, obviously, it was more family related. But definitely, as I got into my 20s and started my career, there were several women who, you know, everybody kind of brought something different to the table, which, you know, I feel so lucky to have had that. I learned something different from each of them. So I want to support women who have put themselves aside and are ready to take the front seat and take control of who they yearn to be. I want to encourage them and guide them so they see the possibilities and can dream with hope. So I think taking all, you know, in that toolbox that I mentioned is the advice or the guidance or the examples, which I think a lot of times that's what it is, are the examples of those role models who, you know, one of them for me was the receptionist at the company that I started working at right out of college. And she was a retired flight attendant from England, had flown internationally for her career. She was stunningly beautiful, British accent. I mean, you could not have asked for a more, you know, a classier or more picture perfect front desk person for our growing commercial real estate company. And trust me, that was no mistake knowing who hired her, but she was one of my first professional role models. And I think about what I learned from her from the very beginning. And I haven't thought about that for a really long time. So I'm grateful to you for that, because you really set my mind in a, you know, in a really progressive sort of thought-provoking direction.
It's really amazing what can happen. I mean, this is, we spoke a week ago, right? It's amazing what can happen in the span of 1 week when we give ourselves the space, right? Especially Americans, we are so productivity, ambition-oriented, achievement-oriented, that we feel like if we are not doing, we're failing.
And so true.
Action is critical. Don't get me wrong. We're going to talk about action today. If you don't take actual action, all of these thoughts stay as dreams, right? Only action brings things into reality. But we need to give ourselves the space to think. We need to give ourselves the space to daydream, the space to innovate. And unless we let go of all of those shoulds and expectations and rules that are placed on us, we're not capable of seeing the whole, right? I love that you saw the opportunity to combine everything that you've got going for you, all of your skill sets, right? And allow it to unfold in a way that uses the best of what you got. And the really cool thing that happened, and I want to point this out for you and for everybody listening in, the moment that she did, she got a phone call that said, hey, want to collaborate on something? The moment we open up the space for possibility, opportunity throws itself in our path. It's just the way the universe works. And yet we spend so much of our time toiling to force things, right? Force is different than action. And intentional action only comes from the space to be creative and innovate. So brava, Beth. That really was incredible work. I'm so excited to move forward here.
Me too. Thank you. I do think you're right. And, you know, on the subject of space, I mean, my gosh, you know, space and time right now is pretty much all we have, right? Because we're all stuck inside at home and lots of time to do kind of whatever we want. Although it is very easy to sit in front of the Netflix and or be on social media, but I've not been doing that, I'm happy to say. And I think giving myself the space, you know, literally and figuratively, has really turned over a pretty huge stone.
Yeah, it's an important piece. It's an important piece. So before we kind of roll into the possibilities of what you've come up with, what, if any, head trash is still existing? I mean, we never get rid of all of it. So, I mean, that's just part of the human condition. But is there anything existing that we need to sort of noodle because it's going to get in the way today? Or is it kind of clear right now?
Well, I mean, I definitely have a lot more clarity. That doesn't mean that, you know, I'm donning my Wonder Woman vest or outfit quite yet. I mean, I am always a pretty confident person, and I am so grateful for that. You know, having gone through such tragedy in my life with two young children, confidence for me, I think, was the key factor in that. So carrying that with me in my toolbox, I do think I still have, and this could just be normal and like with everything else until you really get some experience under your belt. I do still have that little chirp in my ear about people's perception of what it is I'm trying to do. And I think I say that, and you and I have talked a little bit about this, because of coaching in general. You know, I don't think people are clear on what coaching is or could be in their life or their career, or, you know, a combination of the two. And also, that a lot of people are considering themselves coaches when many of us have gone through, you know, formal training and certification to mm-hmm. become a coach. So it means something different to us. So, you know, I always like to have, you know, not this morning as you saw me, but I typically like to have on the lips, you know, put on the lipstick, have my hair done, my nails are done, my suit or outfit is perfect. You know, that's kind of the image that I have always been comfortable in or with. Always loved putting on my suits when I worked full time. And, you know, that was all part of who I was. So working from home a lot, most of the time, and then, you know, sort of taking on this new, quote unquote, new combination of skill sets. You know, I like to be clear. I want people to look at my thing and say, oh, wow. Like, look at my LinkedIn. If I update my LinkedIn and say, oh, cool, I see what she's doing. Like, this makes sense. And I could use this, or I know somebody who could. Not, oh, here she is again, you know, with her silly Instagram post. Or, you know, I don't think it's silly, but there's so much out there. I think, like, what differentiates, what makes me so special, I guess, is maybe a little bit of the chirping if I let it in.
Yeah. So that comparison thing, and I'm kind of hearing two things in this. I'm hearing that comparison thing, right? Of who am I in the noise?
Yeah.
Right. And a little bit of that newbie piece to it. And I'm the new face in the marketplace. And what does that mean? And then there's an identity piece here also. You talked about let me back up for a second. Whenever we're doing something on our own as a solopreneur, especially, what I see over and over and over again with my clients is they are seeking credibility and validation. And I think the reason for that is we're used to these corporate hierarchies where that comes with the title. If you say, I'm the global vice president of marketing for XYZ, everybody knows, okay, there's her credibility and validation. There are titles that go with that. When you're a solopreneur, you're pulling yourself out of that world. And we know innately as business people that it is important for people to see us as credible, reliable sources for the product or service that we're offering. That it is important for people to see that we are valid sources, which is why we get the credentials and the certification and the all of that is absolutely 100% important and true. And yet, because that structure that doesn't exist, right, that says I'm this, we feel this need as solopreneurs over and over and over again to seek that validation and it. And credibility from outside, because that's where it's always existed in the past. Mm-hmm. And so many solopreneurs, business people get stuck there.
That's huge.
Right?
What you said. Yeah, that's 100%. Almost to the title, like right down to the title. Did you just describe me?
Okay. So that is, I'm going to tell you right now, the harsh truth. All of that is just a story in your head, sister. Mm. It's really just a story in your head because you are good at what you do. Because you have the experience that you need to do it. And you have the certifications and the credentials that are aligned with that. And I'm not saying for all of you out there who are like constant certification getters and, you know, I'm going to get the next certification and then I'll start and I'm going to get that. That's not what I'm talking about here, right? We all need to have the education or the information or the experience to do the work that we're doing. And as soon as we have it, that's enough. Okay, we can continue to develop ourselves personally and professionally. I mean, that's what I do for a living. Of course, I recommend that we all do that, but we do not have to wait to get going once we have what we need to start. And you absolutely have that, Beth, right? In spades, you've got that. So this other piece is just a story. And I think that if you can get some clarity on your identity as this businesswoman, as this marketing consultant coach persona, mm-hmm. it will start to go away. Right? So describe to me the identity of corporate Beth. We know she looked great. She had her nails done. And for those of you listening in the future, we're in the middle of the quarantine for the COVID-19 pandemic right now. So none of us have our nails done. it feels crummy. Like I really want a pedicure so bad.
I'm with you on that. Oh boy.
So tell us about what's the identity of corporate Beth?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I'm a rule follower. So I did head up a corporate marketing department and I started the department. They didn't even have one. And so having that position and that responsibility of starting something new in a rapidly growing international commercial real estate company, you know, I was setting the rules. So I was very comfortable in that. You know, it's kind of like how I mothered my children or how I ran my household was, you know, this is how we're going to do it. And it works. So we're just going to keep doing it. We didn't, you know, we could make some adjustments along the way, but I was comfortable in that space with those responsibilities and confident in them. So it enabled me to grow in a lot of different areas, personally and professionally. But, you know, I walk the walk and talk the talk, as they say. And, you know, I really took my job to heart, my responsibilities in that company and the success of the company. And I loved everyone I worked with. The girls in my department were amazing. We had a lot of fun. So, you know, when you are a solopreneur, you don't have any of that, right? You're by yourself. I mean, you know, I do work with other freelancers, which is awesome. And, you know, we do collaborate on some things, which I love. But, you know, back in the heyday, all I had, like when you're talking about a title, all I needed was for somebody to say, oh yeah, you know, I work with her. She's the head of marketing for XYZ company. And people don't need any other reason to, you know, they don't need any further explanation as to why they should work with you. They're like, oh, okay, perfect. She's exactly, you know, that's who we want to deal with.
Right.
So, yeah. So I think, you know, I am still that person. It just, as you saw me, I'm sitting here in my workout clothes with my hair in a ponytail and no makeup on. So, and my manicure is so bad. So, you know, it's kind of funny, like, you know, the visual that you get as you relate it to what we're talking about is really it. It's really true.
All right. So would you be willing to play a little game with me right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see if we can figure out what your new identity is, what your solopreneur identity is. And I'm going to remind you, and I might interrupt you if I hear you kind of going off into shoulds or have tos.
Okay.
Right? We don't want any of that in there. And yet, it's 100% okay to build on what's meaningful for you. If you're a rule follower, it doesn't mean that you need to stop being a rule follower. Mm-hmm. Okay. So from the things that are meaningful, but it does probably mean that this rule follower needs to build her own rules to follow.
Right.
Right.
New rules.
Mm-hmm. New rules. So what are the new rules? What is the new identity? What does that look like that makes you feel the same? That's all we care about right now. Let's not worry about the way people see you. What identity will make you feel the same as Beth with the gorgeous blowout and the makeup and the nails and the suit and the title?
I think having, as I am now in the past, you know, several weeks, having new clients and different projects to work on, all different types of projects, which is awesome. I think that builds, you know, that identity for me. Because I see my, you know, I'm doing it, obviously, but I see myself doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't want to say it's easy for me because, you know, I don't really, that's not really the right word, but it's comfortable. You know, I can do it. I'm confident. And then the coaching piece of it, because that's new for me, you know, the marketing stuff is 25 years old. I've been doing it for a long time in all different capacities. And for myself now, since like 2003, on and off, but bringing the coaching thing into it, I think is sort of what clouds the identity image for me a little bit. I'm less confident. Although really that's where my heart and my soul are in that. Right. I'm passionate about the marketing, but my heart is really in the coaching.
So let's just make up like literally a fantasy. We could cross this whole thing off. It doesn't matter. This has nothing to do with reality. All right, let's just like do like a little fantasy playbook here. It is 5 years from now, and your coaching and marketing businesses are thriving as this sort of separate and together, incredible, purpose-driven business. Okay? Mm-hmm. Tell me, describe to me the woman who runs that. Tell me what she looks like. Tell me how she feels. Tell me how she acts, what she thinks about herself. Tell me about her identity. Describe her to me so that I could recognize her on the street.
Okay. So, I mean, on the outside, as much as I hate to focus on that, a lot of it is about image. Because to me, that adds to your confidence, or, you know,
there's nothing wrong with that. It absolutely does.
It coats it. It's kind of like, you know, those Cadbury egg things at Easter time where it's crunchy and yummy on the outside, but when you get to the inside, it's even better.
Okay. I love that.
How's that for analogy? Oh my gosh. I have to call my girlfriend after this and tell her, cause we used to eat those by the bags at work. So yeah, I mean, you know, I have a lot of clients, so that means I am outside of my home office as often as possible or as much as needed. So I am dressed, you know, no more suits and pantyhose and you know, 4-inch heels. Those days are gone, but I definitely have on, you know, a nice, very well put together, conservative, because that's sort of my style, outfit. You know, nails are done, hair is done, maybe a little bit of a different color 5 years from now since the grays are taking over, but especially right now. And I still have an office in my home because I like that. I'm comfortable, you know, having an office in my home, but I schedule myself, you know, every day it's exercising in the morning and then getting ready for work, taking my lunch break, working for the rest of the day, and, you know, seeing clients in person or Zoom calls or just working on projects and having other freelancers as part of my team, because that's really how I like to work. I like to, as I told the one girl on the phone yesterday who I'm going to be collaborating with, I said, you know, I used to tell people when they would say, how do you do all of these things? I'm like, well, it's kind of like the president of the United States, right? I mean, he's not really good at everything. So he just surrounds himself with really good people. And ultimately that makes him look great. So I started my marketing business in 2002 or three, and I did the same thing. I was like, all right, I have this huge pot to pick from. And I worked with, you know, and still work with some of those people. So I have that going on. You know, I have a really great team, and hopefully, you know, not that we're really talking so much about the personal side of it, but I would like to get into a relationship and have a partner in my life. And that enhances that, you know, kind of brings it all together for me, you know? So yeah, 5 years, I'll still be in my 50s. So fingers crossed.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is, actually, let's do it right now. We've got a little bit of time. Let's do this right now. I'm going to ask you to do just a little visualization with me. Okay. Mm-hmm. This woman that you just described, can you pull her into your mind's eye?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got it.
And you can see her sort of interacting in all of those ways?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do just a really, really quick little visualization.
Okay.
Okay, so close your eyes. Make sure you're super comfy. And start to just notice your breath. You don't have to breathe in any particular way. Just notice as it comes in and out of your body. On the inhale, let the air nourish you, fill you up. On the exhale, let any kind of stress or strain or tension in the body melt away. Each inhale, making you feel more full, more alive. Each exhale, releasing thoughts and strains and tensions that are in the way. And I want you to bring this image of Beth into your mind's eye. Sort of hover above her so that you're able to see her from every angle, the way that she interacts. Allow her to be in any or all of the settings that you described. There are no rules in this space. Don't judge what you see. Just observe. Notice what she's wearing, how she's styled her hair today, what makeup she has on, what color her nail polish is, all of those little details. Notice how she carries herself. Allow yourself to see her from every angle. How does she walk? How does she move and gesture? Notice the expressions on her face when she's thinking, when she's communicating something that's important. Notice what she looks like when she smiles. What she sounds like when she laughs. Pay attention to the tone of her voice in all of these conversations that she's having? What are the qualities of that intonation? If there are other people in these settings, notice the way they respond to her. What those interactions look like. And as you bring your attention back to your breath, take a snapshot to hold in your mind's eye. And when I count to five, you can open your eyes. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, you got her?
Oh, I got her.
All right. So when we're trying to do something that is new, grow into this next version of ourselves, we don't know how to behave naturally, right? Because we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. Part of it is there for us, but other parts aren't quite there yet. And when we try to force behaviors, it comes out awkward and icky. And then the response that we get from the outside world isn't what we anticipated. And then it just builds that crazy body of head trash evidence that this isn't working, right? Mm-hmm. So when we can really get a vision of this version of ourselves that actually exists, right? That's real. What you just saw, 100% real. That's 100% you. Okay. When you can bring that vision into your mind's eye, you know exactly how to behave. You know exactly what to do. And it's comfortable and it's easy and it's natural. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. All of those, you know, those last few words, you know, those are really important, you know, traits or characteristics or feelings for me. You know, and for the most part, even in my most unsettled times, I really have felt strong and confident, you know, generally speaking, confident. I mean, confident enough to take that first step and figure it out, figure the rest out, you know, not saying I'm not going to do something, but doing it and then figuring it out. I'm better in that space. So yeah. So yes, comfortable and confident and strong.
Okay. I love it. So your homework as you move forward into the real world with this is to use a little tool that we've introduced on the show in the past. I call it the doorway tool, and it's a way to practice showing up as this newer, more evolved version of ourselves. So every single time you step through a threshold of any sort, a doorway of any sort, and in these times, we count Zoom rooms as thresholds. These are doorways also, okay? So any doorways or windows that you step through, and I want to be really careful to say that I mean when you're home by yourself with your dog also. Mm-hmm. Okay. The more we practice this when it doesn't matter, the more naturally it comes when it does. So each time you step through a doorway or any sort of a threshold, pause for a millisecond. It doesn't take more than that to ask yourself the question, how do I want to show up? And allow that image, that snapshot that you just took, to just sort of infuse your body. And that's it. And then you don't have to think about it again. Simply practice, how do I want to show up with each time you walk through a doorway or open a Zoom room? Allow yourself to just be infused with this version of Beth. And then just show up. Don't worry about it anymore. How does that sound?
Beautiful.
Cool. I have absolutely loved working with you, Beth. I so want to thank you for playing all in and being so honest and vulnerable on this show. I know everybody out there listening in has gotten so much from your story and your process and everything that you've been doing to learn and grow. So truly, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your time and your guidance and support, and I value so much of what you've shared. So thank you, Wendy.
Oh, you're welcome. I loved every minute of it.
Likewise.
Okay. So for everybody out there, there's always a little additional tool on A Glimpse Inside. And today I'm going to take it in a little bit of a different direction because we're talking about solopreneurs. We're talking about starting projects and businesses and side gigs and income streams. And I want to offer a tool that so many newbie solopreneurs forget about, and it's track everything that matters. Okay. You don't have to obsess about it. Keep it as simple as possible. But before you've made your first dollar in business, create a system to track those dollars. What goes in and what comes out, track it. Before you even start to promote yourself or social media, anything like that, create the simplest possible system that you can. And when I say simple, I mean simple. Start simple. You can grow your systems as your business and your project or your side gig grows, but initially all you need is the simplest way to track. You can do this with that head trash too. Okay. Sometimes we're growing, the most important thing to grow as a solopreneur is our confidence. And so go ahead and do the exercises that you've learned on this show and in other places to dive into that confidence and track it just to yourself in the mornings when you wake up. Remind yourself of what you're grateful for and say, on a scale of 1 to 5, how confident am I feeling today? And what can I do to make myself feel a little bit more confident? And keep doing it until most days you're a 4 or a 5. Track everything that matters. We control what we track. And in business, right, which is the second half of this mission this mission-based stuff that we're doing, right? Coaching, painting, serving in whatever ways, creating products, whatever kinds of businesses that you have. The mission is one half and then the business is the other. Don't forget about that part. Otherwise, you can't move forward and serve your mission fully. So I want to thank Beth again for being with us today. And I want to thank all of you for listening in. As always, you know you can do more than just listen here on A Glimpse Inside. We're super interactive here. So if you're grappling with stuff in your life, you feel like there's more for you, you're not quite sure what it is, you need some clarity, if your head trash is getting in your way, you can come onto A Glimpse Inside. It's free. You can get coached specifically about your life or your business or your projects, whatever's really important to you. And others benefit. It's also part of our mission, right? To share our story. We all grow together in this. So it's so easy to do. Go to aglimpseinside.superpowerexperts.com and click the link to share your story. You can tell me a story on that link and just tell me that you'd like some feedback or you want me to share pieces of it on the show, either anonymously or with your name attached. You can say, here's a little bit about me and I'd love to get coached. You can say, I'd love to be a guest on A Glimpse Inside. It's just a way in to be in contact with me and with the show. We'd really love to hear from you. Next up, we have episode 4 of our Side Gig Explosion series. We're going to be diving into best practices for getting started in a purpose-driven business. Again, if you're interested in more or the tools that we've learned today, aglimpseinside.superpowerexperts.com. We'll see you next time, and until then, big love.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.